Reishain Aleph Sif Dalet and Hey Aser Litrim Klum Koidim Shei Kadesh. This is Allah, which actually applies also at night and also during the day. That once Shabbos comes in, one is not allowed to taste anything, you're not allowed to eat anything. And so much so, the place can talk about if a woman wants to have a tea, she wants to drink, and it's time to bench licht, and she's going to have a tea, it's going to take her 5 minutes to drink the tea. She's scared if she drinks first and has the and lights benches licht afterwards, it's going to be too close. So the place can say that she could make a t'nai, light with a t'nai, it's enough of a tzera, she can light with a t'nai and drink afterwards, as long as it's before shkia. Once it's shkia, then what? I don't think at the end of the day that we find that we make a chilek in a tonight. You only make kabel klape certain things, not klape other things, for the most part. Even though we gave it to Greira, we did see klape tvila that you're not nigrar. But with regard to all malachas and all isurim, for the most part, you are nigrar. What? The chersh you can do any malacha according to that. Once shkia comes, then she should make kiddush if she wants to drink. But she wants to talk about a similar case, a woman that wants somebody's makabel Shabbos and they want to take medicine. So, if you could just swallow the pill, that's not an achila b'chlal, it's not a problem. The question is if they need to take it with a drink. So, there's shaila whether or not water, drinking water in an eifin that you don't need to make a bracha, maybe that's not considered drinking. Some of the place can want to tie now. In other words, the halacha is, only if a person is thirsty does it make a brach on water. If a person is not thirsty, he doesn't make a brach on water. Gemara says, if he's something stuck in his throat, or he's just drinking because for a tinus, or whatever it is, whatever reason, other possible reason he's drinking, but he's not really thirsty, he doesn't make a brach on the water. Any other drink, even if he's not thirsty, and even if you don't like the way that it tastes, and even if it's Coca-Cola, and you think that it should be used as a cleaner for... Nevertheless, you still make a brach on it. As opposed to water, since it has no taste, then it's only considered a hana once if a person is thirsty. So, if a person needs to take a pill and they're just drinking water to get it down, then they're placing their matir to take you a little bit of water before. For sure, if it's before shkia, for sure you could. Even after shkia, lechera, if you just need a little bit of water to get down the pill and you're not thirsty, then there's you would be able to remake them. So it's not considered medicine. Also, it's not considered food. If a person needs more than that, then the woman should make kiddush first. Now, this halacha sif dalet is the halacha peres mapa mekadesh, which comes up very often here in Yerushalayim. I think this year also, as far as I recall, this year Purim falls out in Yerushalayim on Friday, and next year. The Mela, there's always a shaila of whether or not you have your Purim suit in the afternoon and you want to take it into Shabbos. Could you not? Certainly from the Mishnah Brura, it sounds like there's no problem with Chatchila. However, it is a big shaila whether or not it's a din lechatchila or it's only a din b'dieved. That if you get stuck, then you're able to do this. There's a shaila whether or not lechatchila, it's the best option to do. That will leave for Rabbi Yisrael Stillerman when he talks about Purim. You'll come to his before Purim Shmuz and he'll tell you whether or not you should do it. We're not going to get into it. One thing which is more nageah on a weekly basis is what the Mishnah Brura brings down over here, and he says that imreitza lekabel Shabbos miboid yoyim velekadesh velech lespala arvus acharkach. If you want to be mekabel Shabbos early before shkia, and then afterwards, and you'll eat your sudo, and then afterwards zudav amarev rishai, there's no problem. But tonight sheyachati shokan zman marev. As long as you're not getting into Shabbos and starting your Suda half an hour before Kriya Shema, then there's no problem to make. In other words, even though there's theoretically big problems to daven Maariv, possibly to daven Maariv early, before Shkia, nevertheless, it sounds like the Mishnah Brura here, you're basically getting at all the issues. You're having your Suda early, and you'll be Mekabel Shabbos, and you'll daven Maariv afterwards. You daven Mincha early, ate your Suda, and davening Maariv afterwards, Lechera, everything, Hakol, Mokhema, Yom, B'Shalim. However, Lamais, at the end of the day, it's not that simple, though the Mishnah Brura does bring it down, and it's probably the least of all the evils, of all the possibilities that a person has wants to make early Shabbos. Nevertheless, there are shitas that hold that it doesn't work. The Goyin held that you should only have your Suda after you daven Maariv, and Memeli held that you shouldn't do this. Not only that, the Magen Avraham brings down, and the Bir Halacha quotes it at the beginning of the Sif, Reish Ein Aleph, the beginning of the Sif, The Magen Avraham at the beginning of Reish Tam Zayin quotes the Ritz Geyes. It's one of the Rishonim that the Torah brings down in Reish Tali Aleph. Reish Tali Gimel. And the Ritz Geyes says at the end of the Siman that the whole din of davening early on Friday, of making Kiddush early on Friday, of making Havdalah early on Shabbos, or davening Matzah Shabbos on Shabbos, that's all only the fear of Yehuda. Yehuda that holds that you're allowed to daven Maror from Plaga Menchon, he holds also you're allowed to make Kiddush from Plaga Menchon. But according to the Rabbanan, that holds that you're only supposed to daven Maror after nightfall, whenever that is, then you should also only make Kiddush then also. According to those sheets, it seems the Magen Avraham does not go that way. The whole when you get to Erev Shabbos, Magen Avraham is clearly. However, there are sheets that are sharing the sheets that are not that way. Therefore, if a person wants to make early Shabbos, it's probably one of the best ways. However, and the Mishnah Berurah says you could do it, it's not ungenommen by everybody. The next halacha is with regard to Shneim Sheisen. This is also really similar to the din of Peres Mapa Mekadesh. That if a person is Makabel Shabbos, once a person says, Havlon, we should go ahead, Boy Vinakadesh, then it becomes us of him to eat, even if it's not Shabbos yet. He's Kibul Makabel Shabbos, and the only time that he's allowed to eat is after he makes Kiddush. You could be, there's two ways to be Neschayiv and Kiddush. Either Shabbos comes whether you like it or not because it's Shkiyot time, or a person is Makabel on himself, and then in such a case, he has to make Kiddush. Just one last halacha that really is wanted to speak out from yesterday is just because also in Varen Negea to Kiddush every week. The Mishnah Berurah says Kiddush who misses the Seder Aisa. And therefore, he says that everybody should, you should tell the people. Mitzvahs Daraisas are Tzichas Kavono, and Pashtus is Kiddush is a Daraisa, could be in all Ifanim. It is a Daraisa, the question is, even after you daven Maror, it could be also a Daraisa. And therefore, a person has to have in mind to mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore you should say, remind everybody to mekayim the mitzvah. If he did not, and people were not thinking about it, worthy of mekayim the mitzvah anyhow, lachor, in that case, you have the chai adam that we mentioned, if everybody's standing around, or sitting, we'll talk about that also, hopefully, when they say kiddush, then obviously what you're trying to do is be mekayim the mitzvah, even though you didn't think about it, that's obviously what you're trying to do, and with the evidence, certainly lechatchila, one should have in mind mekayim the mitzvah, say the right so of kiddush.